Chapter 34, A Wedding. Emma Grace, sitting at her new vanity, gazed at the reflection of a woman in love. Pearl appeared from behind the blushing bride and gently placed her hands on her shoulders. "You look so lovely, Emma Grace. Tommy Lee is a very fortunate man."
"Miss Pearl, I feel like I'm in a dream. I only wish my daddy could be here."
"I feel like he probably is, sweetheart. And now a crown for our princess." Pearl placed a wreath of pink rosebuds, baby's breath, and long pink and white ribbons onto Emma Grace's head. "There! Perfect! You are a beautiful bride. Tommy Lee is a lucky man." The ranch was buzzing with excitement. Since Emma Grace had chosen pink as her wedding color, the Lady Pearls were wearing various styles of new pink dresses, and the cowboys were all gussied up in clean white shirts and denim jeans. Susan, the school teacher, arrived with a handsome widower whose son was in her classroom. Happy Harvey was decked out in a fancy linen cream-colored suit and a pink bow tie. Tommy Lee was sporting a new pair of Letty's fancy leather boots, a wedding gift from the Lady Pearls. Tex showed up in his best suit. Sarah was to be Emma Grace's maid of honor, and Dusty was Tommy Lee's best man. 4-year-old little Julie Marie, the flower girl, was wearing a pretty pink dress her grandmother had made and squealed with delight.
"Look at my pretty dress, Mommy. Watch me, Mommy, watch me. I can dance, Mommy. Whee!"
Annabelle gazed upon her daughter, like loving mothers do.
"Just like a pretty ballerina, sweetheart."
"I love weddings."
Annabelle's mother smiled at both of them the way grandmothers do. Annabelle squeezed her mother's hand.
"Thank you for making the dress, Mother. It's adorable."
Tommy Lee's mother, Mary Belle, gracious to everyone, had made pink dresses for all her girls. Her husband, Jed, Tommy Lee's father, was dressed in his best white shirt and a cowboy tie. Although there were some flirtatious looks and smiles being exchanged, the girls and the cowboys behaved themselves. Mosella was wearing a new hat and had baked her signature fresh bread for the occasion, just for Emma Grace. For the last several months, as a labor of love, Tommy Lee had been refurbishing the 2-bedroom cottage on the ranch that had once served as his parents' first home. With every nail driven and every brick laid, he had fantasized about being married to Emma Grace. There was a lovely view of Dove Creek from the front porch, and a majestic old oak tree stood in the front yard. Tommy Lee and his mother had decided that the shade of the trees beside the water would serve as a perfect setting for their wedding. His friends had arranged wooden benches in a circular pattern facing the creek to catch the soft autumn breeze blowing gently through the red, orange, and golden colored leaves. Nature was singing her song for the happy couple. When the guests were seated, the preacher stepped to the bank of the creek and turned to face the small gathering of friends and family. Tommy Lee stood to the right. Dusty took his place beside him. When Harmony strummed her guitar, Sarah emerged from the cottage holding a bouquet of pink and white roses. Little Julie Marie, serious and composed, stepped out next. Everyone smiled as she carefully dropped the rose petals one by one from her wicker basket onto her path to the preacher. Tex had never had children and had been deeply touched when Emma Grace had asked him to give her away. He proudly stepped out of the new finished cottage, escorting the lovely Texas bride, wearing a simple flowing white dress with a pink satin sash. The flowers in her hair gave the illusion of a lady in the king's court. Tommy Lee's heart swelled with love when he saw Emma Grace come out of their new home. That same beautiful smile that had been etched in his mind since the night he first saw her was beaming at him now. Watching as the young couple exchanged vows sent a warm feeling over every heart in the audience. Some, including one or two cowboys, found tears in their eyes. Pearl thought of the perfect synchronicity and series of events that had brought everyone at the wedding to this perfect moment. As she considered the faces of her girls watching Tommy Lee and Emma Grace, she contemplated what each of them was thinking. How many women dream of marrying their Prince Charming one day? What happens to a woman when she loses hope of ever finding happily ever after? As Pearl watched Tommy Lee put the ring on his bride's finger, she felt blessed to have Robert for as long as she did. She affectionately gazed upon little Julie Marie in her pretty pink dress that fanned out when she twirled. All of these women were at one time filled with childlike innocence like hers. Life's journey had brought them to Pearl's. The parlor was an opportunity for these girls when options were slim and offered a temporary haven, a sense of belonging, and a financial solution that paid substantially better than anything else they could ever find. Mosella was right when she said Pearl had been one of the lucky ones, and in that moment, Pearl silently prayed for each of her girls.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Like a beacon of happiness, Tommy Lee kissed his beloved Emma Grace. As the young couple turned to their friends and family, everyone cheered and applauded. They were cheering for love. They were cheering for life. Tommy Lee's uncle brought his fiddle, and a few other musician friends had brought a banjo, a harmonica, a couple of guitars, and an upright bass. There was barbecue, potatoes, beans, greens, tomatoes, and corn, as well as contributions of favorite recipes from some of the neighbor women. Tommy Lee's aunt made a wedding cake. The bride and groom fed each other in the traditional way, symbolizing they would always fill each other's needs. It was a great day. Everyone there was ecstatic for the newlyweds. The evening before, Pearl had invited Emma Grace to watch the sunset in the gazebo and gave her the talk her mother had given her. Making love to a man that you love, Emma Grace, is like dancing in a field of flowers that all open up at once. That afternoon after the wedding, Pearl had managed to take Tommy Lee to the side. Handing him an envelope with a $100 bill, she smiled. Here's a little something for your honeymoon, Tommy Lee.
Thank you kindly, ma'am.
There was another reason Pearl wanted to speak privately to Tommy Lee. She had a strong feeling that he could use a little education before his memorable evening with Emma Grace. By the way, Tommy Lee, I need to ask you something. Have you ever grown a garden? Do you get the soil ready before you plant the seeds, or do you just throw them down and hope they'll grow? Early that evening, the young couple said goodnight to everyone and retired to the cottage. While Tommy Lee made a fire in the fireplace, Emma Grace prepared herself for her wedding night. Pearl frequently advised, "Remember to always be clean, girls. A gentleman appreciates a clean lady." Emma Grace took a luxurious bath with lavender oil to relax and put on a hint of French perfume and the lovely white gown from the Lady Pearls. Earlier that day, Annabelle had given Emma Grace some advice.
It will be wonderful. Just follow his lead after he kisses you and you'll know what to do.
Presenting herself to her new husband, Emma Grace emerged from the bathroom. She was full of butterflies. Within 3 minutes, her beautiful white gown was on the floor. That evening, In a small two-bedroom cottage in West Texas, Emma Grace and Tommy Lee danced in a field of flowers that all opened up at once. At the same time, the new bride was basking in the pure ecstasy of her womanhood. Tommy Lee put a little baby boy inside her. The lovers had become one in body, heart, and spirit. And a tiny little soul secretly rejoiced in its new beginning of life.